Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, and the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning, Father, to give your name all the praise, to give all your name the glory, and to give your name the honor, to say thank you, Father God, for who you are, Father God, and all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. We appreciate you, Father. We love you, Father God. And we thank you because you first loved us. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and supplying all of our needs. Father God, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, a host of angels, the power of your word. We thank you for the body of Christ. Father, we say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for open doors, closed doors. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Father, thank you for faith to believe, faith to receive. Father God, we just want to praise you, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We want to say thank you for everything. We don't want to leave anything out. Father God, in all things, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory, Father God, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, nothing would even make a difference. It would not even be anything to talk about. It would not even be a discussion of Father God. Hallelujah. But we say thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy and bless your righteous, righteous, righteous name. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you that we're over the hump. We're over the hump, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. But we will continue to move forward. We want to say thank you, Father God. Amen. For navigating us, Father God, through all the interference we had last night on our Bible study on Facebook. Father God, I had to sign in 3 times. Father God, even this morning, at the morning altar, Father God, interference. God, we know what this is. We know what it is. Father God, this is satanic interference, Father God. Hallelujah, trying to get us to quit, trying to get us to go back to bed, trying to get us, Father God, to do something else other than something that pertains to your kingdom. Wants to bring discouragement to us, Father God, and so we can ask what's the use. But Father God, we refuse to quit. We refuse to quit, and we say thank you, Father God, for showing us, and thank you for divine escapes, divine escapes. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for the love of God, the peace of God, and the blessing of God. So, Father God, we commit this service into your hands. Continue to have your way, but Father God, in it, hallelujah, and we will, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, trust you and obey. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, he has given unto us. Amen. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Tell the Lord, thank you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. And rejoice all at the same time. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added, will be added, already added, amen, unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, on this morning, amen, giving God all the praise and the glory and the honor, amen, beloved, amen, thanking God for a good fight, amen, this is a good fight, amen, a good fight of faith that we are fighting, amen, because it's actually the Lord fighting for us. Amen. Glory be to God. The battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God. If this is your first time with us, welcome, 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 welcome. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you for coming, and we want to invite you to continue to come, amen, and meet us for your spiritual breakfast. Amen. Monday through Saturdays here. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And so we thank God. Thank God. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Coming to us this morning. You know, one thing for sure, and I'm having some conversations with the Lord. Amen. We know God put us on Blog Talk Radio. And that's one thing we do know. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We getting accustomed with this Facebook thing and social media, and God is stretching us a little bit. Amen. Glory be to God. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. Amen. This Blog Talk Radio is really God's baby. And, you know, we can't abandon this. We can't abandon this. I'm going to have some conversations with the Lord. Amen. Because we are reaching people on Blog Radio that we're not going to reach on social media. Everybody does not have a social media account. People in foreign countries don't have a social media account. And we are talking to people in Indonesia. Amen. India. Glory be to God. Afghanistan. Brazil. China. I saw we even had some listeners in Russia. God knows they need to listen. Everybody needs to hear the word. I'm not picking on Russia. Everybody needs to hear. So we cannot abandon the Blog Radio. Amen. This ministry was birthed. Amen. When God birthed this ministry, amen, some 11 years and 6 months ago, amen, it was in the lap of Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, so this for sure, amen, with whatever else God add on, we know that Blog Talk Radio is central. So, amen, with that being said, amen, I don't know. I know we sort of got away from it on Sundays, but I don't know. Just keep praying, saints, for clarity. Amen. And we're here every day. And so we thank God that we are here every day. We're here 6 days a week. And we have thousands of messages in our inventory. Amen. But we just want to thank God for this platform. Amen. People don't want to do the radio. People want to see your face nowadays. But let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Said faith coming by hearing. He didn't say faith coming by looking at somebody's face, pretty face on social media. Now, we're not down to social media because that's a free platform. That's a free platform to carry the gospel. So we thank God for social media. But God didn't say that's how faith comes. He said faith comes by hearing. So really, in essence, the radio is more effective according to the principles of God's kingdom than social media, because a lot of times people just flipping through Facebook, looking at posts and looking at pictures, but they ain't hearing nothing. They ain't hearing nothing. They want to see what you posted today. But see, when you're listening to the radio, then it's a captive audience, because all they can do is listen. And that's how faith comes. Amen. So thank God for making that plain to me today. Amen. And let us continue to pray. Amen. All right. Today. All right. You enjoying? Amen. The women. Amen. Of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We have picked up on part two. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Today we want to, amen, learn a little bit about, I think it's Jochebed. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. Amen. I didn't pull out my dictionary, amen, to get it quite right, because y'all know I get a little tongue-tied. I'm like Moses. Remember Moses kept making excuses when God was sending him? He said, well, Lord, I stutter. You know what I mean? God said, so what? Just go and stutter my word. Go stutter my word. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes I will admit, I told you, I get a little tongue-tied. Amen. I used to take speech therapy classes, amen, when I was, amen, in elementary school, amen, and still get a little tongue-tied on certain words, amen. But we want to thank God for help, amen. So I didn't look it up, amen. I believe it's Jochebed, but regardless, amen, she was Moses' mother. Amen. Thank God for mama. I always love my mama. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So coming to us this morning, amen, to share, amen, is our Minister Joannis. Minister Joannis. Amen. Glory be to God. Thurman. Amen. It's she who's going to be presenting, amen, her exhortation, amen, on Moses' great mother. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to introduce to some, amen, and present to others. Amen. Our minister Thurman. Amen. That we might receive her. Amen. This morning. Wait, give me one second. Sorry. Receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay. Okay. Sister Thurman, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good
okay?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And to God be praised. Amen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for serving. Amen. And we pray that you're feeling well today.
Yes, and the floor. Feeling fine. I thank you.
You're welcome.
For the invite. Last night's Bible study was amazing. Amazing. Can you hear me now? Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What a blessing. What a blessing. If you can, everyone, pull that up. Was beautiful, and I just wanted to give God praise for giving us ears to hear. Hallelujah. To God be praised.
Amen.
I have the honor to speak on Jochebed today. I'm going to say a little prayer, and then we're going to start. Gracious God, we thank you for today. We thank you for another opportunity to come to your people with your word, Father. We're asking you to accept it, Father God, because it was sent from you. I couldn't have did it without you, and I give you glory. Father God, bless each and every listener, Father God, and let them put your word into their hearts, Father God. And thank you again for choosing me for a time such as this. Bless Pastor for her wisdom. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, and O Lord, my redeemer. Jochebed, heroine of faith. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away, Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. Thou rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart. My zeal inspire as thou hast died for me. Oh, may my love to thee grow warm and changeless be, a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and grief around me spread, be thou my guide. Big darkness turn today, wipe sorrow's tears away. No, let me ever stray from thee aside. When in life transcend dream, when death's wholesome stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, in love, fear and distrust remove. Obey me safe above a ransom soul. Glory, hallelujah. Jochebed, the woman whose children became great, wife of Amram and mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Hebrews 11:23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Jochebed was born in the priestly tribe of Levi. The story began in Genesis 50, chapter 26. After Joseph's death, 200 years later, the new pharaohs had forgotten about him, and they soon became afraid because there were so many Israelites. He believed they would join foreign armies against them to start a rebellion. He enslaved them and made their lives hard, and to control their population, he ordered the Hebrews' midwives to kill all the boys that were born, but to save the girls. Some writings say that Jochebed used the name Shitra, and she was one of the midwives that opposed Pharaoh's orders and defied him and didn't kill the babies. When asked about it, because they feared God more than the Pharaohs, told Pharaoh, the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are vigorous and gave birth before the midwives arrived. So God was kind to the midwives, and so the Israelites continued to grow in numbers, and the midwives were blessed with families of their own. In his anger, Pharaoh ordered boy babies to be thrown into the Nile River. Jochebed is the daughter of a Levi who married Amram, her nephew. She was both wife and aunt. This was okay, not unlawful, until after Moses gave the laws. She had two other children, Miriam, who was about 10 years old, and Aaron, around 3. Jochebed's name means God's glory, God is glory, honor of God's, glorious and honorable. She was very beautiful, and as she aged, she grew more lovely, sort of like Lena Horne, just beautiful. While pregnant with Moses, there was anguish and a nervous anticipation of the gender of the child. All the while, she was making plans if this baby was a boy. Being a midwife, she delivered without no one knowing of the birth, keeping her secret for 3 months after Moses was born. Jochebed saw Moses, who she named Tobiah and called Tov, was special. There was something angelic about his beautiful features. She felt he was sent by God, and God would take care of him. She was determined to fight for his life. She had no idea she would have to give him up twice, but that decision would save his life. She trusted that God would protect Moses and use him in a special way. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. She chose faith over fear. If God asks you to give up something you hold dear, trust in him and release it. In Jochebed's life, there was heartbreak in giving up her treasured, beautiful new baby. But she had no choice, no safe home to hide him in no more. He would surely be killed. But she was a risk taker, a protector. She would go an extra mile, especially for her children, to get things done. She didn't give up. She held on to her faith in God. She knew him as a strong deliverer. It was her courage and trust in such an act that had far-reaching consequences for the nation. She is a heroine of faith. It led her people out of bondage. Her believing in God's faithfulness and by letting go, a greater dream was fulfilled. She couldn't foresee God's purpose in letting go, but knew his plan was even better. If you have desires or dreams of success or any worthwhile goal, yet sometimes circumstance prevented, we can get through the disappointments by turning it over to God. In his gracious way, he gives himself, hallelujah, and do more than we can ask, think, or imagine, from Ephesians 3:20. Her plan goes into effect. She's a creative mother. In her love, she wants her baby to be safe and secure. She makes a waterproof basket for the child using durable materials, sturdy enough to withstand impact, yet soft enough, comfortable for the baby. She seals it with bitumen and pitch. She didn't truly understand why she had to give this baby up. But in Psalm 16:7 it reads, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. She placed the baby in the reeds, the shallow waters. They knew when the Egyptian princess came to bathe in the Nile River, they had been watching them. It was believed to have magical powers of the Egyptian princesses. That's what they believed. They waited for the set time to let this special child who had a purpose float down in the water. A very difficult choice, left in God's hand. There was hope and worry. Marion kept watching. There was such pain in this separation. As the princess bathed, she heard the tiny cry of the baby, and seeing this beautiful child, fell in love with him in an instant. Seeing he was hungry, she brought him to all the Egyptian women, but Moses wouldn't nurse from them. Marion came and offered the daughter of Pharaoh, her mother, Jochebed, a Hebrew woman, unbeknownst to the princess, his true mother, to nurse him for her. Pharaoh's daughter's steps were ordered by the same God that ordered Jochebed's, his master plan. It was an impossible situation that God made possible. It's his sufficient grace, glory, nursed by his own mother. Pharaoh's daughter paid for 2 years. While living with her those early years, he was influenced by her ways of humility because she was a caring mother. Yes, Jochebed gave up much, but she gained and was blessed. The mother of a great leader, the man who spoke to God himself and got instructions, give your best to receive the blessing. Sometimes it's not easy, but some things good will come. God will work things out. Jochebed empowered her children. Not only could Marion make good decisions, she was a poetess and a musician. In Proverbs 14:1, the wisest of women built her house. It applied to Marion. Aaron was the first high priest of Israel and was God's spokesman for Moses. And we all know about Moses, whose name means, I drew out of the water. The man who talked to God as a burning bush. That beautiful mother who taught him her ways, but he was raised in luxury, in the palace. She was full of power, grace, and value. Don't wait for things to happen. Make things happen. Jochebed, the woman whose children became great. Peace and grace. Back to you, Pastor.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Jochebed. Amen. Make things happen. The woman whose children became great because their mother chose faith over fear, because they had a mother, amen, who went the extra mile of the way when it came to her children, amen. Hallelujah. The woman who made difficult choices, glory be to God, hallelujah, where her impossible situations became possible. And we know it was hard for her to put that baby in that water. Amen. Glory be to God. But because she gave her best, she received the blessing. Amen. And indeed, she had three great children. Amen. Brother Moses, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother Aaron, amen. The first high priest, amen. And Sister Miriam, isn't that something? Isn't that something, beloved? Amen. Hallelujah. How she sold and invested, amen, in her children through her faith in God. And look at the benefit. Look at her benefit. Amen. Glory be to God. A son who talks face to face with God. A son, amen, who we are still, even today, amen, glory be to God, some 4,000 years later, amen, still talking about Brother Moses. Amen. Because suppose his mother hadn't gone the extra mile. Suppose she hadn't. Suppose she had just surrendered her baby to the devil. My God, hallelujah. And we want to thank God for this great woman, amen, and her legacy, beloved, amen. And all of us can be a Jochebed. All of us can be a Jochebed. Amen. Men and women. I'm talking to the men too. Glory be to God. For those of us who choose faith over fear, amen, glory. For those of us willing to go the extra mile, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Huh? For those of us who are willing to make difficult choices, amen, hallelujah, with our faith on God, amen, as the Spirit of the Lord leads us, hallelujah. For those of us who's willing to give your best, amen, to receive a blessing. My God, because God loves a cheerful giver. Amen, Jochebed. My God, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, Minister Joanne. That was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Amen. A beautiful rendition. Amen. Beautiful elaboration. Amen. And we could just, you drew her, you colored her, you dressed her as you described her today. We saw it in living color, amen, because of your creative skills,
yeah.
Amen, and how you was in touch with her spirit, amen. You brought that alive for us. You brought that alive, amen. Glory
yeah,
be
I
to
thought
you.
From the point she gave him up twice, she had to give him up again, you know, after because you didn't realize it. She had, but she trained him in the Hebrew way, and I think that was the humility, that foundation, that gave him after he went away from the Egyptians and when he went to where he was sent to and learned of the Israelites, that humility, that the firm foundation that she gave him. Is what really built him to be the man that he was.
Yeah.
He learned the schooling and he learned the schooling everything from the Egyptians, but the humility, he learned that foundation from Jochebed.
Wow.
And I think that's where God really, really, all the goodness and the training came from her. Because that's why you train up a child. And when those little babies, they absorb a lot faster, a lot of stuff between of those early years. And she was feeding him. She was feeding him everything, and he remembered it. But she probably told him, now when you go to the palace, you don't say a word to them. You keep that in your spirit. Tobiah, because that was his name, Tobiah. And she called him Tov, T-O-V. But the prince's name to Moses, I drew you from the water. And I do believe that's what carried him when he left the palace. And God brought him to himself as the man he was supposed to be. I just thought it was a fabulous, fabulous lesson. And as I was reading and they said that they said that she was the midwife, Shephra. Now, I don't know if this is true, but it makes sense why she was so blessed because of her fear of God. Sometimes you have to hide your identity to do God's will, and God blessed them. Because when you think of how blessed she was, She was just as blessed as Mary. Like you said, mm-hmm. Moses, everybody know Moses. They talk about Moses. He's right up there. He's right up there with Jesus. You know, with Joseph, Moses, Jesus, you know, he's right up there with the big boys. So I just found it to be a wonderful, wonderful reading. And I'm glad about it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And
amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Beautiful. Yes, you're right, because, you know, every religion talks about Moses. Every religion, because they all believe mm-hmm. in the Old Testament. They're struggling with the New. But, yes, you're right about that. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Moses.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Mother Jo- But, you know, her story is a story of royalty. Her story is a story of royalty. Mm. And you know what? And the Lord did tell us, amen, that we are a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. And I think mm-hmm. that Jochebed, her story is one that most exemplifies that royalty. Amen. When you bring everything together and see how God orchestrated all of that in her life. Amen. And our lives are so important, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because, We are leaving a legacy, an inheritance. You know, look, we have children. If you don't have children, we have nieces and nephews. People are watching, you know, and we all have a responsibility. We have stewardship, amen, and we have a work to do, amen. But this woman here was who she was at all times, not just when somebody was watching, amen. And look at that, her three children, her and her three children. Amen. Name in the book. Her and her three children. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, but you would think that they wouldn't know her name, but she still was humble. Her name wasn't even mentioned. But really, you should know her name, because everybody know Moses. But
everybody.
They think of the Pharaoh's daughter. So she's still humble. Humble.
And the Bible says that I believe Moses was one of the most humblest men in the world. I believe that was it. I have to do a little bit of research on it, but I know he was a man of humility. Amen. Hallelujah. Like you said, he learned that from his mama. Amen. Glory be to God. I guess today is, amen. Hallelujah. Parents, amen. Hallelujah. Adults, what are people learning from you? What are people learning from you?
Mm-hmm.
Are your children, mm-hmm. are those your people that are watching you, people that you are pouring into, what are they learning from you? See, we can learn good, we can learn bad stuff, we can learn good stuff. You know, we can learn stuff that we wish mm-hmm. we never learned, but, you know, mm-hmm. what are they learning? So we can say from Jochebed, amen, her children, oh, boy, not just the humility. They were all great. They as you opened up.
Especially in those formative years.
Those formative years.
It's so important to feed that into those children, because they out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. You know? Hey, they speak the truth. Those babies and God loves those little children. They're pure. So I just loved her. I really did.
Amen.
You gave
me
Delilah, who was really, I preached on Delilah, who was really awful, and then you gave me Jochebed, who was wonderful. So it was a really nice balance.
Amen. Bless God. Amen.
I appreciate you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome. Bless God. Amen. And, you know, those formative years is really from the time the child is in the womb until about age 8. So let me tell you, if you don't get them by that time, you're going to have to work a little, you have to pray a little bit extra, a little bit harder. You know, you got to get them in the beginning, because they're soaking everything in. It might look like they're playing with the, you know, their blocks and, you know, and coloring books. But let me tell you, they're soaking everything in. They're like sponges.
Mm-hmm. They're watching
and they're listening. They're watching and they're listening. sick, and they're imitating you. They're imitating you. Amen. Glory be to God. So, and I see so many parents, amen, who chastise their children for being like them. You know what I mean? They cuss it, and the child cuss it. Now you want to slap the child. Yeah, but who they learning from? The child sucking their teeth and rolling their eyes. But who they learning from? See? And you see that a whole lot. You know, don't do as I do. Do as I tell you. And then our children, you know, they grow up to be hypocritical. You know, schizophrenic because of that, you know. Because children, that's how children learn. That's how children learn. Amen. So, amen. I was sharing with the Uber driver on yesterday. I said, and we had a conversation about children. And I was saying here that a child don't know that they can't do something until somebody tells them. They don't know that. I mean, a child, you know what I mean? It, right now, you know, you can train a child. They can learn 6 languages, 10 languages. I mean, there's no limitations on what, that's just how God built us. They could take all of that in. They don't know they can't do a thing until somebody told them. And then that's where the devil steps in. But because you find out that most people that are successful in life, amen, they are the ones, and we see it all the time. We read people's success stories, amen. Dr. Ben Carson and all these great people, amen, is where their parents told them, baby, you can do anything. And they believed that, like they chose faith over fear. They believed it. See, they believed that they the sky was not the limit. They believed that they could be anything they wanted to be, do anything they wanted to do, accomplish whatever they wanted to. They believed it. See, and those are the people, amen, that you know, reach the highest plateau, because the other people are still believing the lie. I can't. Look at Moses. Moses tried it. He said, well, Lord, I'm stuttering. Amen. But he even overcame that because he still did the will of the Lord, you know, stuttering the word. So children are so precious, and I agree with you. Amen. I'm telling you, children are, that's the center of my heart. I love children. Jesus loved children. I love children. Amen. We are, and it's hard not to love a child. It's hard not to love a child because they're pure and innocent. But, beloved, the main message here, this is a beautiful, beautiful elaboration. Beautiful. Amen. Let us take away this morning. What are we depositing? What are your children? What are people learning from you? What are they learning from you? And so to give us a chance to really allow the Holy Spirit to examine us and for us to judge our own selves so we can, you know, if we need to make some adjustments. We need to make some adjustments, you know. Boy, you just like your daddy. Well, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? And they was teasing me on Sunday, amen, Brother Tyrone, when my mother was preaching, and he said, oh, Pastor, he said, I see where you get your moves from. And a couple of things, they said, oh, okay, I see you. Okay, now I see why you're this way, Pastor Bradford. Well, I said, well, I'm just a piece of the rock. Hey, was she the rock? I'm just a little piece of that. Amen, glory be to God. But that's how we learn. So what are we depositing? Thanks. What are we depositing? Amen, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I see parents, they whip their children for lying. Then they turn around and they lie. Tell them I ain't here. Yeah, it was just a little lie. No, it was a lie. See? And so this is why we have to be patient with our children, too, because a lot of times if we be truthful, if we take a real good look at our children, they just a replica of us, who we were when we were younger. Who, and especially who we could have been if it wasn't by the grace of God. We just have to be patient. They so disobedient. All right, well, let's back it up a little bit. How obedient was you to your mama and your daddy? Hell, I was a little rebel. So what's the problem? So what's the problem? Amen. So, amen. This is a definitely a learning moment, a teaching moment. Very awesome, very impactful, and the Lord is still moving in our spirits. Amen. So we all got something to meditate on today. Amen. That we might get closer and closer unto the Lord. Again, job well done, Minister Thurman. Job well done, and thank you so much. Amen. For serving, and we can't wait, amen, for your next elaboration. And that was a big stretch from Delilah to Jochebed. Well, we went from one extreme to the other.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, Lord, amen, glory be to God. We went from one woman, amen, who was possessed by the devil, amen, and his influence to one who was possessed by God. Amen. Glory be to God. When we choose the latter. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. All right, all right, all right. If you missed it, signed in late, you want to go to the replay and pull that one up. That was a good one there. That was real, real good. Amen. Jochebed. Amen. Hallelujah. Woman. The woman whose children became great, beloved. Hallelujah. If they become great in their spirit, they are great. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we prosper as our soul prospers. Hallelujah. The world don't have to know their name as long as God knows their name. Hallelujah. We bless God. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Lydia. Lydia, Lydia, Lydia. There's a story about Lydia. Amen. And so, amen, we're looking forward, amen, to Lydia on tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. And amen. We want to invite everyone to meet us at the altar prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory to prayer warriors will be there praying, interceding. And that's one thing I'm going to tell you. I was thanking God. I said, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry got some praying folks. My God. I just be listening sometimes. The Lord just sort of had me in the background. You know, I don't really have to say something all the time. And, you know, I mean, I do, you know, most of the praying. Amen. I need to know how to pray. A lot of times I'm on the prayer line just to listen to see what the needs are so I can pray in my own personal time. But I'm listening to the prayer warriors, and I said, my God, we got some praying folks. I'm talking about praying their spirits. I'm praying from their spirits, their souls. My God, interceding. I mean, caught up in the Holy Ghost. My God, what a blessing. What a blessing. You can't help but be blessed. And we have so many testimonies. When their prayers hit the altar, glory be, I just listen. I said, my God, these are praying. I said, God, you just selected the right group of women. Amen. And got some more coming on board. Amen. Just love you. Praying in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Meet us there at 12 o'clock. If maybe you just want to be around somebody that know how to get a prayer through. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our minister Hattie, my God. You'll be up at 12 o'clock. My God, that I just listened to Sister Hattie. I said, my God, Jesus. Then our Minister Thurman at 9 o'clock coming back. Glory be to God with her soft spirit. Glory be to God. Soft spoken, but strong in God. And I said, my God. Amen. Glory, beloved, amen. Spread the word. Spread the word. Maybe it's been a while. Look, even if you're busy, so let somebody know, hey, here's a number you can call in and get some prayer. Amen. Some prayer warriors that know how to pray and get a prayer through. Amen. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is our praise party. Amen. Bring your own praise. Amen. Come with your songs, your testimonies, your praise reports. Amen. That'll be tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Lord's willing. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a beautiful day, a lovely day, a magnificent day. Amen. Glory be to God. Remember to choose faith over fear. Amen. And remember to give your best. Amen. And receive a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Gotta help you make some things happen. That's what faith is all about. Amen. Hallelujah. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Amen. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so because God says so. And we see that through Jochebed's life. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Joanne has encouraged us to pick up that book and reread the story. Reread the story. Amen. Hallelujah. You will be blessed because we're blessed already. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Help us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our families, over our day, Father God, as we stand and do your will and nobody's will but yours, Father. We thank you for this awesome teaching on today, Father. This was so beautiful. We're still resounding in our spirits and our soul from this message today. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jochebed's story, the woman whose children became great. Because she put you first. Oh, my God. Thank you. The sky is not the limit, and all things are possible if we only believe. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, will not, and shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody walk in the blessing. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.